All right, now it's time for one of our weekly, not weekly, bi-weekly, sometimes every 3 weeks interview, revolving around the Sharon Hospital and New Vance Health. And today we'll be talking about Dr. Mark Herko and Christina McCulloch. Mark, of course, is the current chief operating officer, and we have a new incoming president to the hospital. Gave Mark a little chance to go back to work on what he did beforehand, and I do believe we have them both on the line here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is it just you, or is Mark with you?
He'll be joining.
Okay. There he is. Let's bring him in right now. Let's see. I love this. I feel like a teacher. I have to admit. Mark should be there right now. Mark, are you there?
I am.
I almost didn't see you there, and that would have been horrible, seeing as this is going to be your last conversation with me as the big boss over at the Sharon Hospital.
Oh, I know. It's bittersweet, but I'll be around.
I'm sure it's bittersweet that she. I'm sure you're really going to miss having to get up at 7:20 to speak to me on three times a month. But anyway, well, so let's get on to this. I mean, you know what's interesting about this is, I'm not sure if you're both aware of this, but years back, Sharon Hospital, I think, was the first hospital in Connecticut to have an all-female administrative team. From top to bottom. Were you both aware of that?
No.
I was not, no.
Yeah. It really was a first in the state at the time. And I think it's also great that now that once again, the person that you are handing the reins over to, Mark, is going to be a female. Let's talk a little bit about you. I mean, people have heard you and heard you talk about Sharon Hospital as the guy who's running the hospital. But before that, of course, you had other interests and other responsibilities that you're going to be going back to.
I am, yeah, because currently, you know, while being president of Sharon Hospital, I've also, for the past 2 years, been president of Putnam Hospital, too. And both hospitals are challenged, you know, in this rapidly changing healthcare environment, both hospitals have been challenged with the need for stabilization and transformation. And, I know we're definitely handing this off in the able hands as we move forward, but both hospitals require our full attention, and it's important that, you know, we listen to the people, our communities, our staff, and it's one of those things, no matter where you are at one hospital or the other hospital says you're not there, or you're not giving them enough time. So we have, you know, really understood and recognized that it's important that we have the appearance and the actual full-time leadership at both places.
I think one of the benefits you'll really enjoy is not having to drive up here in the wintertime.
Well, you know, coming from Ohio, it really, I've only had one day where it was really icy and bad, but it was, you know, compared to what I grew up with, this I'll admit, was not that bad. So it wasn't bad at all.
Just very quickly, let's compare the size of the Putnam Hospital to the Sharon Hospital. Are they similar in those, in a lot of regards?
They're similar in regard to they were larger hospitals in the past. Putnam at one point had close to 300 beds, and right now is, you know, running around and has licensed in that 120 to 170 range based upon labor and delivery and our psychiatric unit there. So it's maybe twice the size to three times the size of Sharon.
All right. Well, I know that being the head guy, you bear the brunt of a lot of pleasure and displeasure from people in the area. But I want to be one of the first people to thank you. It's a thankless job, I mean, there's great rewards being in the medical field, and there's great rewards in heading up an organization. But you have to take the good with the bad, and I think you've done a good job at that. And I appreciate our talks that we've had.
No, I appreciate your candor, and you've never pulled a punch. and you've really been pretty much our measuring stick, our yardstick of what's going on in the community. And I appreciate that we've been able to be forthright with each other throughout all of this. And you know, I knew what I was getting into knowing where we had to go here, and it was just a matter of making sure we were consistent, we were transparent, and remained honest throughout everything that we were doing. And as a practicing vascular surgeon, I mean, there are hard good days and there are hard and bad days. And that's what we ran into here. And I really appreciated the experience I gained here and the people I've met and the staff we've been able to work with throughout the years. So,
all right. Right, we're going to transition over for just a moment to Christina McCullough. Christina, you're the current chief nursing officer, and you're about to become the president. Let's talk a little bit about your background in medicine, your starting days, and how you wind up being the chief nursing officer at Sharon Hospital and now president.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for having me today. So I have about 20 years of healthcare experience. I started back as a graduate nurse in med surg, and then spent most of my bedside days in critical care, and then got into leadership. And I've done nursing leadership, quality and safety leadership, and most recently leadership as a chief nursing officer. I've been the chief nursing officer at Sharon for 4 years, and like Dr. Herko, had a dual role being the chief nursing officer at Putnam Hospital as well for the past year and a half. I've been with Sharon for a total of 8 years, so I'm very much looking forward to this next chapter in my career with Sharon Hospital.
Now, let's go back to your beginning stages in the medical field. Did you ever envision something like this, where you become a president of a hospital?
No.
Well, you know, I ask that because obviously women's role in the world has changed, especially I think in the medical field, where when you thought of a woman in the medical field, and this is 20 years ago, maybe even 15 years ago, it was as a nurse or something like that. So I guess that's why I ask you that question. It's just, this is an amazing transformation.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And, nurses are the largest workforce in healthcare. And certainly the majority of nurses are women. And I think you'll see across the state and even the nation that you'll see more and more women in executive type positions, president positions. We have many nurses in president positions within New Vance Health. And I will be the third women nurse president in New Vance Health. So very proud to be stepping into this role.
Okay, now when you settle down in that office, in that chair as president, when is your official date where you're going to start?
July will be my official date. However, Dr. Herko and I will be working side by side throughout the upcoming months and through the regulatory process over the upcoming months.
So let's talk a little bit about your thoughts about Sharon Hospital. You've been there, like you say, now a total of 8 years. We residents around here consider it an absolute lifeline. And I know, being at 69, there was up until I was 45, I had never spent an overnight day in the hospital. Well, from 45 to 69, I've spent quite a bit of time with various things. What's your view of the hospital right now?
Yeah, Sharon Hospital is near and dear to my heart. And I've been involved in much of the transformational planning over the past couple of years to get us to where we are today. And it's a pivotal time for Sharon Hospital, as it is for many healthcare organizations across the nation. It's change is necessary in order for us to be a vibrant hospital moving forward. Some decisions that we make are difficult, yet necessary. And I have all the faith in our plan and that we are going to be here for many years to come.
Can you explain in today's society where unemployment is absolutely low, but there's still lots of people looking for work? I've never fully understood why there appears to be a nursing shortage, not only in Connecticut, but across the country, when that is a field that has nothing but growth ahead of it, because, face it, we're an aging population. Can you explain why people just don't answer the call?
Yeah, you know, I think it's kind of a vicious cycle when it comes to new nurses and nursing recruitment. And it goes back to nursing programs and having the availability of those programs, having nursing instructors to teach those programs. And what we try to do in the hospitals as leaders is partner with our schools to be able to have the programs. A lot of the nursing programs are capped out. They're not as easy to get into as you may think. So we really need to partner together moving forward, because as you mentioned, we know that this nursing shortage is not going to get better anytime soon.
Well, I want to welcome you and congratulate you. And are you prepared to yak with me a couple of times a month?
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
Now, Mark, have you given given any advice to Christina?
Oh, you know, she's listened and watched me over the years with this, and she knows that, you know, she's ready for all this. So, you know, again, be yourself is the main thing, because everybody has their own styles, and I'm just really excited for the opportunity. And for the community as large, for, you know, having her as president here.
And what's so interesting about you're leaving this position, Mark, and Christina, you're coming in, is as Mark, as you know, and as Christina, you know, this hospital is a major moving force in our community, not only for healthcare, but for the economy, and for the future growth of this area. So these are very weighty issues that Mark, that you're going back to Putnam to deal with, and Christina, that you're going to have those weighty issues put on your shoulders as well. And as someone who looks at healthcare, it's one of those positions where there are dramatic decisions that have to be made on a day-by-day, hour-by-hour, and even minute-by-minute basis, even in small hospitals. And I credit both of you, Mark, for your service, and Christina, for your upcoming service and what you've done in the past.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Mark. Maybe, you know, who knows? Maybe I'll call you at Putnam Hospital every once in a while just to bring back the old days.
You know, I'm open, and I love our conversation. So thank you very much.
All right. And Christina, I'll be speaking to you in the future. Thank you both for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
That is the change at Sharon Hospital. One going out, one coming in. Dr. Mark Herko is leaving, going back to Putnam, and Christina continuing her advancement at Sharon Hospital. By the way, more information is available at newvance.org or sharonhospital.org as well.